We hear from the Gospel of Luke once again that in that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And the shepherds were terrified. Amongst all the emotions you might associate with Christmas, fear usually isn't one of them, let alone terror. Yet here we have the shepherds, and they are terrified. Terrified because it's not just the angel that shows up, but Luke tells us that the very glory of the Lord is present there. The very presence of God has descended upon the most lowly and humble of men. But why? Why should they be consumed with fear, with terror? Pause for a moment to contemplate with me just who it is, the glory that descends upon them. Because this glory is none other than God the All-Powerful. Nothing is outside of His capability. He is God the all-knowing. There is no such thing as a mystery to God. He is God the all-seeing. Nothing and no one can hide from His sight. And He is God the ever and omnipresent. He is at all times everywhere. There is no escaping this God. Nothing is done in private. And it is this God who shows up. If you were one of the shepherds, wouldn't you be terrified too? Because nothing blocks you from God. There is no filter. Everything is laid bare. No wonder they're terrified. You see, for the most part, we as human beings choose to live in a blissful ignorance of God's glory. We go about our lives really as though God is the one who is actually ignorant. Ignorant and unknowledgeable about our words, about our actions, our thoughts, our deeds. We choose to believe that God, well, He can't possibly know about that thing I said. Julie, I'm going to switch to the pulpit mic here. You might need to adjust the volume for it. It is simply more comfortable to live in ignorance, whether we're ignorant of God or God is ignorant of us. But woe to us if God does show up as He did to the shepherds. Then we too would feel the full weight of God's glory, the full weight of His presence bearing down upon us, and we would not be able to stand. Martin Luther has some words on this. And he says that the heart finds itself guilty. The heart finds itself guilty and has no confidence that if God were to show up, that God would be gracious or favorable to us. Because deep down the heart knows that God is the enemy of sin and horribly punishes it. Luther says that here there is only fear, flight, timidity, sorrow, as soon as God is even thought of or named. We have much to fear about God. Because before God, we know that we are small. We know that we don't measure up. We know that somehow we have failed Him. But at that first Christmas, when the Lord arrives and His angelic messenger pronounces His presence, the angel doesn't come and say, "Well, shepherds, you're in for it now, because God's here." Instead, the angel comes and he grants peace. "Do not be afraid. Fear not. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born, to you is born this day a Savior. Do not be afraid." At Christmas, the Christ child comes. The full weight of God's glory is in this child. And this child doesn't come storming out of the heavens to terrorize the guilty conscience, but He comes to free it. Because in Christ, the Lord comes to bring peace and reconciliation between God and you. And so those who believe and receive this good news, as Mary does, and as the shepherds do, as the wise men later do, these are the ones whom God favors. God favors those who have faith in Christ. And to you, then, this day a Savior is born, not a judge. To you is given this day salvation, not condemnation. But how are the shepherds to know that this good news of great joy has arrived? Well, the angel tells them. He gives them a sign, a symbol of how they're going to recognize that this good news of great joy has come. We might think that this symbol or this sign would be some, you know, flashing neon lights saying, you know, "The baby's here, here's where your Savior is," you know, like a Las Vegas sign. No. Instead, this is the sign. The angel says, "This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." You see, Jesus the Son did not come down into this world marching in triumph as a conquering king. He came as a baby. He didn't come wearing kingly robes and wasn't born into an opulent palace of some kind. Instead, the shepherds are to find Him wrapped in rough spun bands of cloth, lying in a manger, the place where cattle feed. Christ doesn't come as a fearsome deliverer of God's wrath upon mankind, but as gentle babe in the clothes and crib of the poor. For as Paul says, "Though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, so that you, by His poverty, might become rich." So hear the words of the angel with faith. Do not be afraid. Because for you this babe would one day trade in those baby's clothes, the bands of cloth, for a linen shroud. And His crib in the manger He would trade in for a tomb cut from stone. See, we do not fear the wrath of God because the child of Christmas, the Son of God, bears that wrath upon Himself in His cross for you. This is how our all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, ever-present God comes to you. Not in wrath, but in perfect love. As St. John says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear.